Daniels, St. Helena, California, August 25, 1911. Elder Daniels, Tacoma Park, Washington. Dear brother, I have had the privilege of reading your letters to W.C. White, and I am very pleased with what you have written regarding the book Desire of Ages. The manuscript for this book and for the other large and small books that I've prepared for our people have some of them been written under unfavorable circumstances and with great anxiety and effort. They contain precious instruction for the people of God who live in these last days, and I have sometimes wondered that they are not more fully appreciated. If our brethren and sisters would heed the light that is given in Desire of Ages, marked changes would be made in their religious experience. There would be a better understanding of God's purposes for His church. There are those among us who have revealed the disposition to carry things after their own order, to make suggestions and press matters which they supposed would be helpful when they were unable to clearly judge of spiritual things. These have sought to impress their mold upon their fellow workers and to make them follow their plans and suggestions. You see the workings of these men and know who they are. There were men in Christ's day who sought to follow a similar course. They tried to make themselves His advisors. They thought to influence Him to follow their plans and suggestions. But Christ ever followed the clear light He had from His Father. In His childhood and youth, though under the supervision of men who professed to be God's chosen messengers to the people, Christ steadfastly followed the instruction of the Lord, and not the counsel of priests and rulers. From time to time, the Lord has given me clear instruction regarding our duty to look to Him for counsel and guidance. Let us follow the light that God sends, step by step. I am instructed to place before God's people the counsels given me to meet conditions which have arisen that call for plain, decided messages.